Trump shares contours of potential Greenland deal, NATO is going to be involved. By Nick Gilbertson on January 23, 2026. President Donald Trump discussed aspects of a potential deal regarding the United States and Greenland on Thursday, noting the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, would be part of the plan. Trump spoke with reporters on Air Force One en route to Washington, D.C., from Davos, Switzerland, following the World Economic Forum this week. According to Trump, a deal would be permanent, with no time limit. "It's forever," he said. "You know, you hear about 99 years and 50 years, it's forever. That was discussed. We can do anything we want. We can do military. We can do anything we want, and it's being negotiated, and let's see what happens. There's no price, there's no purchase price," he added. When a reporter asked whether the United States would have sovereignty over regions of Greenland under the proposed deal, the president stressed the importance of reaching an agreement not only for the United States but also for Europe. "We have a lot of great things in the deal, and don't forget, they're also good for Europe, because, you know, when we're good, they're good, and if we're not good, that's not very good for them because we hold it all together," he detailed. "We're holding it all together." The president also noted that NATO would be part of the deal, and that the United States would have no expense other than constructing the Golden Dome. "We're all going to work together. And actually, NATO is going to be involved with us. We're going to be doing in conjunction, parts of it, in conjunction with NATO, which is really the way it should be," he told reporters. "We won't have any expense because we're not going to have expense other than building the Golden Dome. We're going to build the Golden Dome, and we'll have participation in that also," he added. Trump first announced the framework of a potential deal on Wednesday after a meeting with NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. "Based upon a very productive meeting that I have had with the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, we have formed the framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region," he wrote in a Truth Social post.